Hey guys, welcome back to New Breed Film Reviews. We're in episode 112. We're back as promised. This is Dave. Brian's on a podcast, of course.
What's up, guys? I wanted to let you know that I'm still alive. I'm still out there.
He's still alive.
I can still talk.
Paul's still alive. Gian's alive. We're all alive. We're all alive. Yep.
Gil's alive.
Gil's alive.
You can hear him other places, but
the newest recruit, Don's alive.
Like, things have been a little crazy. You know, I'm not making excuses out there, but, you know, I, family man, and I got the, business running. I think we've talked about it before. I got, videography business I run on the side, and wedding season is nuts for me. I still have four weddings right now that I gotta edit. And, when it comes down to it, I gotta take every possible free second to edit that stuff and push it through. But my dead season's coming up from, January on, you know, there's no weddings there. I get back into watching movies. I told Dave, you know, he's like, we got to breathe life back into this again. I was like, I'm all down for breathing life back into this. I said, but I got to be able to sit down and watch a movie. Once I can sit down and watch a movie or even a television show for the whole time, I'm down for talking. And just lately, in the last couple months, it's been nuts, but I, got to see a new movie that's out there. We're going to talk about this. I got to go out a little after opening weekend to go check it out. I'm glad to be able to get on here and talk about it with you, Dave.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Doctor Strange.
Yeah, and we'll try to keep it back to regularly scheduled programming where we can get it in there. Maybe until January, we'll try to get as much regular content as we can up there. With me and Dave conversating back and forth, Dave's going to do a pretty good job of putting up probably solos as soon as the movie comes out, and then I might have to catch up with him a little after with when the new movie is there, and then we can fill in that stuff. We can get Paulie back on here. We can keep bugging for it.
Yeah. We could talk about that Paulie bit.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to go into it, you want to go into it right now, and then I'm going to call you out live on air for your bet.
Sure. We'll get into that. Paul's going to listen to this, and I'm not rubbing it in, Paul. But first, for you listeners, iTunes is going to like hold probably like, let's say 15 to 20 current episodes. If you guys want to listen to other reviews, just go on YouTube. We're going to have all of our archive stuff on YouTube. So, you know, you could type in New Breed Film Reviews and the movie and it'll pop up on iTunes. So you could subscribe on YouTube for those archived episodes, and, our current ones are going to be on iTunes. So now.
Some of the old ones on there. If you go back, anybody that's relatively new for listening to us, if you go back to YouTube and actually check out the first like 10 episodes, was it the first 10? Mm-hmm. Dave would have us recorded live for video feeds, and he would have like these little animations and stuff like that come on screen. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the Jeff Goldblum one on the, where they were going to make a dread. We made a prediction that they're going to make a Jeff Goldblum Jurassic or T-Rex. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to come out and attack people for Jurassic Park or whatever.
Yeah, those are fun, man. They take a shitload of work, though.
I know. They take a lot of time to edit it together. Man. But those are fun. Those are, if you go back to the very, very beginning, those are fun ones to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like all our stuff is on YouTube. I'm in the process of getting them all up. I think we're up to episode 60-something or the 70 archived ones, you know, the first 70. So, I'm going to get the rest of them up there eventually. It just takes a little time, but, our newer episodes will be on iTunes again. So guys, subscribe if you haven't, and, leave us feedback and hit up our social media, New Breed Film Reviews. But onto this bet. So there's been a couple of bets going on as a little trend that we're doing. So we're making bets on movie ratings, and we're using Rotten Tomatoes as like the benchmark. And, I had a bet with Bri. And what was it on, dude?
Nerve. And you said it was going to be below 50%.
Damn, dude. That just straight crapped on your movie.
Yep.
And it wasn't. It was like, what, 70-something?
Yeah, it was like 70s, I think.
So I lost that bet. So the bet was Brian had to watch a movie of my choice, and I had to watch a movie of his choice. And I got stuck with finding... I called it Finding Dora before, but it's Finding Dory. So I have to.
And I picked this for you guys that are listening. If you've followed us for a very long time, Dave personally hates animated movies. And I keep trying to tell him there's some really good animated movies out there. And I'm trying to tell him, you watched Finding Nemo. I dragged you out to the movie theater to go check it out. And you liked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I told him Finding Dory was a good one. He needs to check it out.
I liked Finding Nemo. You know, I got
him. We're talking about, call him out right now. We're talking like, what is this, like 2 months ago? This is like summertime.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh,
man, I got to suck it up. I was going to watch it this past weekend or the one before, and I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot, I'm sure.
So, but I got to suck it up. And I find it as like wasting 2 hours of my damn life.
It's not. It's a good movie.
Like, I feel like when I'm in my deathbed, I'm going to think about Finding Dory. Finding Dory. And I'm going to be like, can I get those 2 hours back?
Finding Dory got a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
We'll see. They also gave Arrival 100%, and I saw that over the weekend. Guys, it's not 100%. I'm sorry. It's not. I may get into that a little bit briefly, but anyway, so that's the bet between Brian and I, and then I had one with Paul, and that one was on Doctor Strange, and I was like, I said, okay, if it's 90% or higher after a week being released on Rotten Tomatoes, you got to buy me a movie of my choosing. And then if it's 89% and lower, I got to hook him up with a Blu-ray. So a week later, it was like on the 11th, it was like 90%. And I knew it was going to do good because it was released in Europe first and it was like already 90, like based on that release. I said, oh man, there's no way it's going to drop. It's going to go up. So it turned out to be one of Marvel's top three highly rated movies. So it's kicking butt in the box office.
You called it too. You actually said it was going to be ranked up there with Iron Man, the first Iron Man.
Yeah, I had that funny feeling with it, man. And more because of like, okay, so I'm a comic dork, but not to the extreme, but I'm familiar with Doctor Strange and I know he's like a big, you know, he's a big character in the Marvel universe. He's very powerful. So I didn't think they were going to do like an injustice kind of movie. I thought they were going to do a quality movie for him. And it's Benedict Cumberbatch,
Apple. I don't know how to say his name.
I think it's Cumberbatch.
I think it's Cumberbatch too.
I'm just going to be fancy and say Cumberbach. but, he's in it and he's a fantastic actor. He's not going to do garbage, you know, so I had a great feeling about it. And, the budget was $165 million. They did not skimp.
No, and they did not.
No, that's a lot of money.
Especially the CGI. Oh. I guarantee you a huge amount of that budget was CGI.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Dude, I think it's the best effects out of all the Marvel movies. That's me though.
I would say so.
Mm-hmm. That's me though. It was the mystical matrix. That's what I call it. It was crazy, man. It was like psychedelics, like took some shrooms. It was crazy. But
I was thinking that when you're in there, like how many tricked out druggies went there and had like a panic attack in the middle of that.
Jeez.
Like we're not talking spoilers, so we'll wait just like we normally do and we'll talk full on spoilers, we'll talk generalities, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
That one scene that was creepy.
So I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the weirdest freaking scene, dude. It was so odd.
Yeah.
But to touch on some numbers, the budget was $165 million and it's currently at $494 million in the box office.
Wow.
So that's pretty huge. Some of the ratings, IMDb gave it an 8 out of 10. That's kind of low to me. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 90%. That's pretty on point. Metacritic 72%, which is absurd. It's PG-13.
Who gives a shit about Metacritic anymore?
Metacritic's always off.
Yeah, they're shitty. They don't know anything about any movies.
They probably voted for Trump. So
don't make it political up on here.
I'm not, guys. Don't unsubscribe. It was a joke. Calm down. So what else? Okay. So it stars Benjamin Cumberbatch. And I know you guys are probably screaming, Batch! Batch!
Batch,
I'm calling him Cumberbatch, okay? Calm down. Chiwetel, man, this guy got his name is hard. Chiwetel Ejiofor, and he was in 12 Years a Slave. He's a good actor. Benjamin Bratton, he's looking hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Bratt's looking old. Scott Atkins, love that guy. B-level action star. Mads Mikkelsen, he's a good actor.
Wait, who is Scott Atkins?
Scott Atkins was one of the henchmen. One of the trio.
Was he the one that was gotten the, well, we'll get into that in spoilers.
He was fighting with him the in the astral plane.
With the what?
He was fighting him in the astral plane. Remember that it were like spirits and they were like fighting in,
oh,
in,
yeah.
in the lab or yep. the,
oh yeah.
That, okay. That, oh, my bad.
I got you.
So that was Scott Atkins, and he's so underrated, man. I feel so bad for him. Like
he's good.
That I didn't guy, recognize him though. Man, if you guys don't know who Scott Atkins is, he's an amazing martial artist, does his own stunts. I mean, just amazing. And
yeah, what's the movies to follow him on?
Undisputed 3. He plays as Russian fighter Yuri Boyka. Amazing fighting movie if you're into fighting flicks. He was in a few of the one or two of the Universal Soldier movies, and he's just so underrated, man. He's such a good action star, you know. It's crazy, but he's just B-level and it sucks.
Yeah.
But back to the actors, Tilda Swinton's in this. I'm like weirdly attracted to her.
You have a weird attraction for that kind of like odd European, like Mila Djokovic. She's okay in my book.
Dude. Oh my god, dude. She's
for you,
so
she's like a 10, but.
I've said this on air too. The chick who, Lena Headey in the movie Dread. Like, I'm not talking to actress. I'm talking about Mama. Like the Mama. Character. She's hot. She's got gray teeth. I don't even care. With scars on her face and she's smoking, dude. I don't know what it is. When she said, skin him, like she doesn't care. I like bad girls. I don't know what it is.
Bad girls with big noses, right?
Hey, I don't know. Define noses.
You like that, yeah, like that, not big noses, but you like that European, that like, that big European nose.
I do. Let's not get into details there with that.
Okay. She was really good in Constantine. And she was also really good on.
No, that was Rachel Weisz.
Oh.
Lena Headey's in Game of Thrones. She's the one that gets all Jerry Springer with her brother Jamie Lannister.
Is she in what's that Ice Train movie with Chris Evans?
She was in 300. She was Gerard Butler's wife. I don't know if she was in that movie you mentioned.
No. I'm talking about Tila. What's her name?
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah,
the
she
weird
in
one.
She was playing Gabriel, wasn't
she? Yeah. She was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did not find her attractive in that movie.
She was also in the Ice Train movie with Chris Evans, too.
Yeah. She was very weird in that, too. She plays a lot of, she's a character actress.
Yeah.
She's pretty good. In this one, she played the ancient one. And people were, like, hating on her, dude. Like, because
you know Go ahead.
Because the ancient one, if I'm not mistaken, it's a male. Like in the comics, and they were like, you know, they were hating on her, and it's like, come on, they change stuff in the movies all the time, you know?
You know who was in the talks? I was looked up a couple of facts on Doctor Strange, and I'll interject them as I can, but you know who's actually in the talks of playing that role, which I thought would have been pretty cool?
Cuba
Morgan
Gooding?
Freeman.
Oh, yeah, he actually would have been pretty good.
He would have been real good for it. He's old, though. He's real old right
dude,
now.
Dude, man. Dude, yeah, he's as they say, one foot in the grave, one on a banana peel. Like he's old.
You know who I find extremely attractive was or is Rachel McAdams, the main girl.
Damn, my brain is so foggy right now. Probably because I don't get sleep and I wake up at 5 a.m. Who the heck is she?
The redhead in the movie. His like love interest.
Oh, okay, yeah. She's pretty attractive.
That's my type right there.
But
she was in The Notebook.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But she's the one with the mole, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just kept thinking Austin Powers, moly. It's distracting, but she's pretty attractive.
She's also a good actress. Like she's in a lot of stuff. Like she's been in a ton of movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's
good. Ever since she got that Notebook role, it kind of like took off for her.
Mm-hmm. I think. One of the up and coming ones, I like her a lot. She's a redhead. I call her the new Julia Roberts. Not Amy Adams, that she was in Arrival.
No, the other girl from Mad Men.
Jessica Chastain.
Right? Yeah.
Jessica Chastain. She was in Interstellar. She was, Murph! Murph! Yeah. Talk to me, Murph! She's hot.
But I like her. This Rachel McAdams. I think she's good. She's pretty good. She was in Thor, I think, too, right? No, she wasn't in Thor.
She was in The Fighter.
Yes.
With Mark Wahlberg.
Yep.
She was a good lady in that.
She was.
Pushing him. But anyway, back to Doctor Strange, dude. So, I checked it out before you. What'd you think about it?
Well, I was going to – one more fact that I completely would disagree with as far as Doctor Strange to go. Like another casting fact is they were going to go for Joaquin Phoenix to play Doctor Strange.
Oh, God.
I guess Benedict Cumberbatch was the first pick, but he was the second pick. He would have been horrible.
No, man. I don't like
it. He's a weird guy.
I don't like it. I respect him as an actor, but I would not like him as Doctor Strange. Tom Cruise, I think, I read something. I don't know if it's like a stupid, BS site, but I read something that like he had interest or, you know, I can more see Tom Cruise as Doctor Strange as opposed to, Joaquin.
Yeah. You know?
That's me though.
Cause he has like a wittiness to him, you know? Mm-hmm. He has like that sarcastic kind of.
Yeah. And the look, like Joaquin just does not look like Doctor Strange.
No.
You know? Here's a funny thing. Who has a more epic goatee, Doctor Strange or Iron Man?
Yeah. I think Doctor Strange has got it.
They both got some interesting, they got the facial hair.
Yeah.
They look alike.
That's going to be popular this year. The Doctor Strange facial hair.
But he's a cool. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say overall thoughts on the movie, like what you were asking me before I said this useless fact. I liked it. I at first I was sitting in there and I was kind of like, it was slow to pick up, which I understand because they have to lay down the groundwork and they have to say who he is and stuff like that. But the minute he got to meet like the Ancient One and he started that whole process and stuff like that. And he started being like, snarky and like, you know, like just being broken down. And then he starts kind of getting back on his feet again. And then he gets, like into the actual role and accepting the fact that that's who he is. Then it started to get like really good. So I guess like the first part, I was like, you know, all right, is this going to get better? Me and Leanne were looking at each other like, okay, like where's this going? Especially doing like that whole mystical thing. We're looking at each other like, is this going to be like just a weird trippy ass movie like that? But it really started to pick up and we were laughing. There's a lot of points where we looked at each other and we started laughing out loud. And that was, I think that was a good kicker for the movie. My favorite part is like, not to spoil anything, was that fight scene. Probably when they keep going in and out of the hospital. Like that was really pretty funny for me. They did play a lot of humor with a lot of action, which was good.
I was like, where the Ghostbusters at?
Yeah, exactly. But I liked it overall. I would put it up there and as far as one of the top Marvel movies that I've seen. And I was thinking to myself, when I walked out of the theater, I was like, okay, is that a movie? Like, I could watch Iron Man. If Iron Man came on TV, Iron Man 1, I would sit and watch it again.
Such a classic.
I was trying to think to myself, like, if that movie came on or if, like, it was just on Netflix, would I, like, sit down and watch the whole thing again or would I watch it more than once? Because Iron Man 1 I've probably seen, like, 5, 6, 7 times. And then I was like really thinking about it later, like, yeah, I think I would enjoy watching it more than one time or multiple times. So
yeah,
I guess that's a good standard for me. If I'm going to take the time to rewatch the whole thing again, that is really good. But I like it as far as a Marvel movie would go. And I understand that you need this movie to set yourself up. Like you have a way better background than I do for as far as comic books would go and how this is going to set us up with the Infinity War. And I get it at the end of the we'll talk about later or spoilers. I get how he's connected in and now I'm reading about the Easter eggs for Doctor Strange. And, I think this is an important, is this phase 3 or is this still phase 2?
I think it's phase 3.
Yeah. So this is the first one of phase 3, I think, or something, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
But yeah, it's cool. I like him as a character. I think he's probably going to be a pretty pivotal role, like you said, in the comic books. And I think Cumberbatch is a good person to be in that position.
Mm-hmm. yeah, he's a wicked powerful character, man. I mean, he's magic. He's a sorcerer. So, like, how do you, like, fight magic? You can't physically fight it, you know? So he would like, Doctor Strange would wreck like so many like characters, like the Avengers, you know, he's up there, like he's really, really powerful, you know? Yeah, I'm happy with what they did with the movie. They didn't like cheap out with him. They paid good homage to the character. It introduced Doctor Strange to like millions of people now, you know? I'm sure it's going to have his own like trilogy if they're smart. I mean, and I already did read that they're working on a sequel and they're going to have this character called Nightmare. And Nightmare is like this, like, he's this entity, this being that rules like the Nightmare dream world. And he's like all, you know, he's green. He has pale skin with black hair, and whoever they cast for that's going to be pretty cool. I was thinking maybe Willem Dafoe. If you Google Nightmare dude, it looks like Willem Dafoe.
Looks like scraggly looking. William Dafoe.
Yeah, he's scraggly looking, and that's going to be interesting. But just to talk about the movie with no spoilers, I liked it. I thought it was right on the cusp of being a little slow. Like, it wasn't slow for me. It was getting there. But and then once it started going, I liked it a lot. It had humor. Some of the things that stood out to me were the effects. I thought it had they did not cheap out any effects. I thought they were like amazing. They didn't look hokey. They looked so legit. And you could tell that they put a lot of attention into the effects. I think it's the best effects out of all the Marvel films.
Man actually got kind of like vertigo from one of the scenes. She literally had to like look away from the screen.
It was trippy, man. I didn't see it in 3D. Don told me to go see it in 3D, and even watching it on a regular digital screen, it was crazy. It was, to me, it was like the mystical Matrix, you know? It was like so trippy, you know, that a movie can make you feel, you know, you felt like you were like Trent going through whatever portals like with him. It was so well done. We'll get into that a little bit later, some of the effects, but, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to give it, I'll letter grade it right now. Like for you guys listening, I'm going to give it as much as I like that, I can't give it an A. I mean, but cause A is, you know, A and A plus is perfect. I didn't think it was perfect, but I'm going to say it was a B plus and it's damn near perfect. You know, it was just really good, worth a ticket, and I will be buying it. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, I would agree with you. Definitely, like B plus is where I'd put it. You know, would you put first Iron Man as an A?
First Iron Man, I probably graded it on this podcast, and I probably contradict myself, but sure, yeah, I would give it an A because I think Iron Man was a perfect blend of humor, action, entertainment. It was just so well done. It was so well done. You know, it's not A compared to like Silence of the Lambs, like two different kind of movies, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But for superhero entertainment, it was, you can't ask for more, you know? But, so I guess, do you want to get into,
spoilers? Let's talk spoilers.
All right. So for you guys listening, we're going to just talk about the movie. If you've seen it, already, just stick with us. If you haven't seen it, I don't care. Stay with us as well. But we're just going to talk about it. So here we go. But before we get into spoilers, dude, what'd you think about, the actors? Did you like, Cassilius, I think was his name. He was the one with the glass, the purple glass kind of eye thing going on.
I think he's a perfect bad guy.
Yeah. Mads Mikkelsen. I like him, dude.
Yeah. I think he's like your, if you had a lineup of villains that you needed to pick, he's like the guy, and you don't even have to put that much makeup on him. Like he's ready to go.
Dude, he was in, Clash of the Titans, the remake.
Yeah.
He was the badass soldier, and he was in this movie.
I heard he's Hannibal too.
He's Hannibal, yep. And, he's also in this movie that I like called Valhalla Rising. And it's the same director as Drive. And, it's a very violent, weird movie. He's the lead in that, and he's underrated to me. I like him a lot. I like him a lot, but I don't think he'll ever break out of just being like a villain, you know?
Do you know from the comic book status who that Mordor guy is gonna turn into?
Yeah, his buddy. Yeah, it's the one, the one black guy is, the one that was, kind of his mentor.
Yeah, who's he gonna, he's gonna turn into like a villain, like, is he gonna turn into a character? Mordor gonna be his character?
Yeah, he's basically Doctor Strange's like arch nemesis. Like, he's a sorcerer, like, on par with him. And, you know how like Green Lantern has Sinestro and he has his yellow ring and Superman got Bizarro, like, you know, Doomsday. Well, he's like Doctor Strange's, he's one of his main enemies. Like,
yeah.
So, and I like how they didn't rush it. You know, they kind of, I think they did it well where it was good writing where like, the motivation for him to turn bad, he was like disenchanted, like, you know, like the ancient one, you know, he was following her blindly, you know, like totally believed in her. And then he found out that she was sapping dark energy to stay alive. Yeah. And it just jaded him. He's like, you know, like it was a really good way that they wrote that.
Yeah. It wasn't forced. It didn't feel forced.
Mm-hmm. And,
you just spoiled the crap out of it.
Well, we said,
you gave somebody a heads up.
No. We said we were going to do spoilers.
Okay.
So
you said before we get into that, let's talk about this.
Oh, well, they knew we were into the spoiler section. Sorry, right, guys.
We already gave you the heads up, so you guys are already in the spoiler territory. Well, how about if I say
just kidding? Just kidding. We're just fooling you. Like, it's not true. but he's a great actor, man. He did great. How about the chubby Asian dude? He was funny, right?
Yeah, he was good.
The library guard?
Wong?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, dude, I love when he started cracking up. After like everything's demolished and he turned back time and he like made a joke and he finally got him to crack up. That was funny.
Yeah.
Or like when they said like Beyonce, you never heard of Beyonce. And then the next scene, he's like listening to Beyonce in his headphones. That was good. There's a lot of comedy between the two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, Benedict Cumberbatch, I'm switching now. I'm just going to say Batch now. I think he did a great job, man. He had good charisma, you know,
he does. That's a good way to describe him, charisma. Yeah, that's what he has completely.
He was a douche.
Yeah.
He was such a cocky, like, a-hole, man.
Yeah, he got humbled.
He did. Dude, that accident was horrific for, like, a comic movie. I was like, whoa. Like, I never want to get into a car wreck. That was terrible.
Mm-hmm. That's so what he gets for driving them fancy sports cars in the rain while talking on the phone distracted. Reading MRIs.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you know what I liked about, the movie, effects wise? So I liked, Doctor Strange's, how do I even word this? His, like his magic weapons, like the energy weapons, the shields and the things like that. I thought that was like really well done. It looked good. I didn't like the bad guy's weapons. I thought that mirror, the clear glass glassy shit was weird. Stupid.
Yeah, that did look weird and stupid.
It's like
I'm going to stab you with this icicle, you know?
Yeah, it was, I don't know. I don't know if they cheaped out on effects, but that's one thing I didn't like. I didn't care for that. It looked like cheesy.
No, I completely agree with you.
So I got my thoughts on this guy. I'm familiar with him, but the main villain, Dormammu, what'd you think about him? Like how he looked and just
cheesy. I mean, like super cheesy. When I got up there, I guess like I understand what they were trying to do. You know what I mean? Like when he gets up there and they're trying to like show him as a being, but he's not really a being. So I understand like probably the graphic design department was like, holy shit, like, how do we do this? Like, how do we show this? And I'm not sure what he looks like. I should Google what he looks like in the comics, to be honest. But
he looks nothing like that.
No, he doesn't. Let me.
Dude, he looks nothing like that. He looks like Ghost Rider almost. He's got a cape.
But I thought it was cheesy. Like I was kind of shaking my head and
yeah. I didn't like it either, dude. But here's the thing.
He does look badass. Yeah, he does. He looks like a Ghost Rider.
Yeah, super badass, dude. And it's because, like, Dormammu is, like, you know how Thanos is this big deal? He can whoop Thanos' ass. Like, he's one of the bigger, like, super, super powerful beings in Marvel where he's even battled he's battled eternity. You know how, like, you have the concept of time?
Yeah.
Death, eternity. Well, like, in Marvel, in the comics, these concepts, like, they're like beings as representations of them. He's defeated eternity. Like, he's, like, so powerful. He's like a super dark lord of like a dimension, multiple dimensions. So honestly, he's so strong, like all the Avengers could fight him. You know what I mean? So I don't know how they're going to mix him with the Infinity War and mix him with Thanos. But I was disappointed.
That scene was cool though.
What?
When he's just like, all right, I'm going to bring time to you. And then he keeps repeating time and keeps getting killed. And he eventually just pissed him off to the fact of like, okay, I'll let this end if you just let us live. That was smart.
I got something to say about that. But just on his design again, I think, possibly in the sequel, they're going to show the true representation of him because he was just in his dimension and maybe he just was energy.
It's hard to, I understand what they were trying to do, you know, like show him, but not show him, you know?
Yeah. I didn't care for it, dude. Thought it was just, they cheaped out on him. I was like, man, he's so powerful and a big deal that you're gonna make him a big face in the sky.
Yeah,
they could have did a way better job. He wasn't menacing to me at all. Like, it was like, wow, a big pumpkin face, like like lines. I don't know.
Yeah,
but that one scene where Strange reverses, you know, he makes a time loop, that cracked me up, dude, because he kept popping up and saying Dormammu.
Yeah.
And that one line, Dormammu, I think he said, I want to make a bargain or something. But he said Dormammu like 10 times. Dormammu. And like, he comes over like the hill or whatever it was and lands again. And I was thinking about that scene, dude. I was like, you know, he could have been doing that for 1,000 years, right?
Yep.
They didn't really tell you how long he's been doing that. I mean, but since he was doing a loop, maybe it was like 100,000 years he was doing that over and over and dying, like repeatedly, a painful death.
Right.
That's heroic.
Just to save the world, you know?
That is some heroic crap right there, man.
That is. It was smart to beat the being like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't forced. It wasn't like that was good writing. It wasn't like shitty writing, you know?
But my thing is, if you have this super dark lord, Bri, we're talking about an evil entity, dark, wants to consume everything, you know, all, worlds and everything. Something like that's going to honor a bargain? I know regular people that will just be like, screw you over with a contract, let alone a freaking dark entity, you know, that's going to be like, okay, hench, pinky swear. Yeah, I'm not going to consume the world. Like, just get me out of this time loop. I got you, buddy. No, he's going to be like, ha ha, tricked you, and then just destroy everything.
The movie wouldn't have a happy ending, though, Dave, if that happened.
Yeah.
It needs a happy ending for a Marvel movie.
See, that's the writer in me picks that apart, you know? Like, I'm like, that don't make any sense, you know? But I haven't made any, like, masterpiece works. I haven't got anything options. So who the hell am I? You know?
You're still doing it. Still getting it out there.
Yeah.
Still
getting
it out there.
Yeah.
What do you think? CG, let's talk CG scenes. That first one. Like where she kicks the spirit out of him and then she sends him into the spirit world. That was crazy. That's a crazy. And there
acid
it was
trip.
All. Yeah, awesome looking. You know, like it didn't look like cheesy, special effects. Everything looked very realistic. How about like when he has the hand and then he has all the other hands grow out of his hand?
Freakiest freaking scene I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
It was it was disturbing looking. It was weird.
Yeah.
His like hand and then it turned into other little hands and then little hands on and like coming out the tips. I'm like, ugh. That is gross looking. Like I would have, if I was him, dude, I would have lost my mind. It would have mentally broke me. Like crazy, crazy. what other scenes you like, dude? Did you like the fighting when they were like, how about, I think it's called the Cloak of Levitation. That's like one of his like trademark like things.
That
like,
was
cloak.
Awesome.
That thing was cool, dude.
Yeah, it was like a little bee, you know? It did, yeah. Like when he was fighting, what's the main guy? I don't remember the main guy's name.
Scott, Caecilius, I think.
Yeah, and he was trying to go grab an axe off the wall, and I kept yanking him over, and finally yanked him over to the thing, mm-hmm. and he grabbed the little trap and threw the trap at him.
That's like his Jarvis, you know, like yeah. Iron Man got his, you know, his armor, but yeah, it was cool, man. And it like blocked some strikes. It like reached out, and I think Scott Atkins went to hit him with something, and it like stopped him. And then it like wrapped around his head and was beating him up.
Yeah, beating him on the head with it. That was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. So that cloak is in the comics, and it's really durable. And I think honestly, if I'm not mistaken, they actually portrayed how he got the cloak almost to a T. Cause he was fighting in the comics like that. He crashes into something and then he releases it and it chose him. Remember how he was saying that it'll just come to your artifact?
Yeah, your artifact has to choose you.
And then that amulet he had on his chest, I forgot the name, the Eye of Something. That's also a trademark Strange thing. And, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was pretty powerful.
I did hear that they did paid really good homage. I liked it. And the scene I liked was that whole fight scene. That was my favorite part of the movie when they broke into spirits, or he went in the hospital to get fixed, and then he comes out, and then he goes back in, and then he's like fighting around the room, and she's like trying to, you know, like revive him and pull the blood out of him, and he's like getting thrown around the room, and she doesn't know what's happening, and he keeps going in and out to show her. That was funny. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, he's like, I'm just gonna leave through the time portal that's in this laundry or janitorial closet.
Mm. Dude, I thought for PG-13, his wound was pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Like that big chest gash. I was surprised they showed that. That was like crazy looking from getting stabbed.
How about the final fight scene, like in the city with the ancient one? That one.
That was pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where like, badass. That's when Leanne had to look away, was when the city was folding on itself.
Yeah.
Made Inception look like shit.
Looked like peanuts.
Yeah.
I was thinking that. I said, whoa, this is like crushed Inception with the whole flipping city thing.
Yep.
I was never really impressed with Inception with that anyway. I thought.
That's what Inception should have done, was that.
Yeah. For a dream movie, dude, I think they definitely missed the mark with that, you know? The possibilities were endless for like effects, but I like Inception. You know, I can't hate on it too much. What else from the movie, dude? Anything else?
I think I talked about everything that I want to talk about, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dislikes were Dormammu, the way he was portrayed.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
The crystal glass kind of weapons, the mirror weapons, I didn't really care for them. And that's really about it. I don't have a whole lot to say bad about it. It was great.
No, I got nothing. You got nothing to say about the storyline, right? I mean, the storyline, I think, is just fine.
Solid, yeah.
Paid homage where I needed to pay homage. I think nothing felt forced, you know? None of the parts of the storyline and none of the setups for the next storyline felt forced.
Yeah.
Stay around for the two after parts?
I did. I saw one. I didn't see the other. I saw Thor drinking beer with him.
Yeah.
But what was the other one?
The other one was, what's his buddy's name? Mordor?
Baron Mordor or something like that.
Yeah. So what he does, they show him and he walks in on, you remember the guy that used magic to cure his back injury so he can walk? He walks in on him and.
Mordo, his name. My bad. Baron Mordo.
He walks in on him and he says, you know, too many magicians are out here. And not everybody, I forgot what the line he said, but something like, there's too many magicians and I want to take away the power of so many magicians out here that are selfishly using it for themselves. Mm-hmm. So he goes and he like zaps the energy out of the guy who's like using it to fight his spinal injury. Mm-hmm. And the guy all falls on the floor and like collapses.
Oh, that's messed up.
And then it like cuts out.
So he took his ability to walk and stuff.
Yep.
Oh, took man.
Fixes like his powers away or whatever, but that's what the after trailer was.
Yeah, that sucks. But I think he's going to be great with this in a sequel because he's a good actor.
Yeah, and how does he fit in with the? He's that time one is one of the Infinity Stones, right?
Yeah, I think the amulet that he has is one of the is the time gem or something. I may be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure, it is. So, and due to Infinity War, I don't even know how they're going to do it. It's crazy. Their budget's going to be insane. It's like every
people are
Marvel,
paying for the movie. People are paying enough money that Marvel's probably saving right now.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you put out quality and you're going to get the money back, you know? So, but it's like virtually every Marvel hero. It's such a huge scale storyline, you know? Great insanity. They're probably going to have to do it in two movies.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I think it was. Part one, part two.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to try to do.
Dude, have you, changing topic real short, real quick. Have you seen the trailer for Ghost in a Shell with Scarlett Johansson?
No, I haven't had the chance to see it yet. Did you ever see the anime?
I did. I saw it years ago, and anime was, you know, like a classic, really awesome anime, cool concept. And, I don't remember I haven't seen it in years, but I remember the gist of it. It was kind of like, it was like an action anime with cyborgs. And the main story was about, like, maintaining your humanity when you're mostly a robot. Kind of like RoboCop type, like, story.
Yeah.
And the movie looks, for what it is, I mean, it looks pretty good. I'm going to check it out. It looks like it has action. Scarlett Johansson's hot. That's a reason. people are complaining because she's not Asian.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's like, you know, Matt Damon. They're getting crap for Matt Damon doing the Great Wall of China movie.
Yeah, but look at the supporting cast. There are like so many Asian actors in it, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know, man. Whoever's complaining about it, go make your own Ghost in a Shell.
Exactly. That's the thing. They want the American, yeah, it sounds bad, but they want the American audience, and the American audience is going to pick Matt Damon, you know, and pick Scarlett Johansson over somebody they don't know. But you put really good supporting actresses, like, a lot of different movies where they put them in there and they do a great job, like, Fast and the Furious series, like Han was a great supporting actor, you know, and people loved him and people didn't like when he died, you know?
You know who would have been smoking and like perfect for Ghost in a Shell? Lucy Liu.
Yes.
She was younger, you know?
Yeah, she's older now.
She might. Yeah, I was going to say she might be able to do it, but when she was like in Kill Bill, she would have been like mint, dude. Put her
Charlie
on kind
Angels of. Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, put her on a workout regimen, get her like muscular, like super fit, and she's gorgeous, man. Like, not that her being beautiful is, you know, makes her perfect for the role, but it don't hurt.
You right.
Certainly doesn't hurt.
Pretty don't hurt.
Pretty don't hurt. Not one bit. But it looks awesome. I'm going to check it out. And I just want to bring up one more thing real quick. I saw Arrival, and I'm not going to get into no crazy full review on it. I just want to say that I don't think it was 100%, worthy on Rotten Tomatoes. It was a solid sci-fi movie. Some will find it boring. Like, I'm just going to be completely honest. Some will definitely find it boring. It is a very nerdy, like, sci-fi movie. It had a good message to it. I thought the plot was kind of convoluted. They were throwing too much in there. That's just me for you guys who've seen it. And my rating is going to sound crazy. I gave it a C+. That's not bad. That's kind of like average, decent. It's a Netflix for me and a rental. It wasn't a movie experience.
You might get some crap for that. Not for me personally, but some people probably.
I'm sure I will. Okay, I'll give it a B. I'm going to upgrade it. It's a B, but it was not a B+ or an A or A+. I'm sorry. There's no way. Like, from a pure sci-fi standpoint, Interstellar was way better. Prometheus is way better. Oblivion was better to me. I mean, but that's my opinion. Totally different movies. I know that. But if you want to talk about a movie that is really similar, Contact. Contact with Jodie Foster was way better than Arrival. Call me crazy. I'm sure people are going to snap and flip out. They're making a list. Cumberbatch, he said Arrival was C+. He didn't pronounce Mordo right, you know, the Marvel nerds. We're going to get that hate mail.
Hit up Dave on Twitter to correct him on all this stuff.
Yeah. But I got, what else you got, dude? Anything?
That's it. Like I said, I haven't been able to catch up on too many movies lately, so I don't have any of the fresh movie news. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to make it through Luke Cage, man.
Yeah, Luke Cage was fun. I did a review on that for us, for New Breed.
Yeah.
But all right, guys, I think that's going to wrap up 112. I got to be up at 5 a.m.
Me too.
Sure Bri got to be up. I haven't eaten dinner yet. I'm glad we got this one in, and thanks for listening, guys. You know, please subscribe on iTunes. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter. Email us, newbreedfilmreviews. What is it? newbreedfilmreviews2014@gmail.com. newbreedfilmreviews2014@gmail.com. And if I got it wrong, it's somewhere on the site, on YouTube.
That's what it is. No, that's what it is.
Okay.
Right.
Just give us some feedback and rate us on iTunes, please. Anything yes. you got, Bri?
No, we're just ramping it right back up, guys. So, you know, if we haven't, you haven't listened to us in a while and we just pop back up on our news feed, or if you're starting to listen to us now, we got 110 or 112 episodes in. So, we're going a steady pace for a while, and I gotta give Dave props for carrying it when I wasn't around and when Paulie wasn't around. But we're just going to ramp it right back up now. So kind of tune in, guys, and we'll get back to giving now those opinions, those average Joe opinions that you guys are looking for, not no 100% Rotten Tomatoes. Somebody paid off to put out some good scores, and Dave will tell you to see. We'll give you the average Joe opinion.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to get a C+ on Rotten Tomatoes for Arrival. You got it here. Like, right. I'm going to tell you it was boring. Yeah. It sucked. No, it didn't. It didn't. But don't forget, guys, so the archived episodes are on YouTube, and you're going to have probably about maybe 15 to 20 current ones, you know, but again, guys, thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back with 113. Until then, take care.